mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're talking about what it actually means to settle the mind. When we're settling the mind, it's not a matter of becoming void of thought. As we are thinking creatures, and our mind is usually busy and active, so our thoughts never disappear. We're never completely void of thinking. But what we're getting for with settling the mind is being able to step back from our thoughts, to not be engaged with them, and elaborating on them, and going into the storytelling of our thoughts. We are finding some space behind thought where there's some openness, some room, some ability to reflect and observe the mind versus being wrapped up in it. This space that we offer ourselves allows us to see clearly of what's right in front of us, to engage completely with our present and what we're actually doing in this moment. I always like to think about it like a snow globe. And within your snow globe, this is your mind state, your mind space. And the sparkles that are at the bottom of the snow globe, these are your thoughts that don't pertain to the present moment. These things can be positive or negative, but whatever they are, they're not here and now. So these sparkles come up and they distract us. They might be things about something we're excited to do after work, something we regret doing, something we wish we hadn't said, might be something we're worried about in the future. But all of these thoughts have agitated in our mind when we call them up, like shaking a snow globe, and then they float around in our mind space. And when you look through the snow globe, you're no longer seeing through that clear mind space into what is actually happening in this present moment. You're not fully engaging with the activity at hand or with the person that you're with. That all these sparkles are distracting you and taking your attention from what's right there in front of you. And these sparkles, they're not necessarily bad, and it does help to be able to plan and think ahead and not just be in the present. But when we want to engage intentionally with our present moment, it helps to allow these thoughts to settle. Clearing our mind space for what's actually with us in this present moment. And in this way, we can live more intentionally and be true to ourselves in what's happening now versus reacting and becoming engaged in these thoughts that take us away from the present moment. So we're going to do a little practice technique on how you can feel and experience a little bit of this settling. And what this exercise does is help you to become aware of where your mind is going. So our minds are active. We're probably having thoughts. We might not be aware of where they're taking us, where our mind is going. For example, if you are chopping vegetables for dinner and you're chopping, but you're not even noticing that your mind is off thinking about the TV show you want to watch after dinner, or that date you have tomorrow, or something you said 2 hours ago on the phone that, man, you really wish you didn't say it like that. And you are not engaged at all with the act of chopping the vegetables. So this exercise helps you to become aware of where your mind is going. And then once we become aware of where our mind is going, It helps us to kind of reel it back in, and it's especially important if we notice that our mind was going down a negative path. So we can reel it back in, come back to the present, and engage with what's right here in front of us now. So the first step in this process of recognizing our thoughts and coming back to what's right in front of us is being aware of where the mind is going. So we're going to try this exercise, and if you're able to close your eyes, please do so. If you're in a place where it's not safe to close your eyes, then just keep them open, but engage with your mind, engage with your thoughts, and allow yourself to settle. Arrive back in this moment. We can kind of assist ourselves with this by paying attention to the breath, noticing where it's at, allowing it to carry us back into the body. And then from this stillness, just be able to watch your mind. And really notice what thoughts are coming up. And with each thought, just label it. So we're going to notice and label. And as you label, the only label to put on it is either past, present, or future. So just notice, was this my mind going to the past, to the present, or to the future? And as each thought passes, just label it, acknowledge its presence, and then the simple act of labeling helps you to step back from it, find some space, not engage with the story, not follow it down a rabbit hole, but just notice that it's there. And you can do this exercise of several times and just begin to notice the trend. Are you somebody who laments the past often, has a lot of regrets? You think about things that were already past. Are you someone who spends a lot of time thinking about the future? This can form anxieties, worries. You might be planning, often planning, thinking about what's next. Or are you somebody who's really quite present focused? Are you thinking about the task at hand and who's in front of you and how you're engaging with that? And in this way, we've become more aware of ourselves and what our mind is doing, and we understand our mind a little bit better. And this is only the first step in settling the mind, because we first need to be aware where the mind is going before we're able to settle it down and clear that space again. So what I would recommend for you with this practice is during your day, just pause every now and then, take a quick little pause, find some stillness, and ask yourself, where was my mind going? And notice, were you in the past, were you in the present, or were you in the future? And as you do this more and more, you'll become more aware of your own mind and where it's going, and you'll be one step closer to being able to settle that mind and find a little more peace of mind. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.